His mom was a heroin addict, and the courts took him away and placed him in an adoptive home with a white man and a Native American woman. When he was 7, that couple divorced. Mike lived with his stepfather for a while, and then ended up back with his birth mother for a bit. That's when he smoked his first joint. He was 7. Billy Joe and Mike met in the cafeteria at school in about 1983. Over the next year, they formed a couple of bands and played songs like Van Halen's Ain't Talkin' About Love and Ozzy's Crazy Train. The first original song Billy Joe remembers writing was something called Why Do You Want Him? That would have been about 1984. This would also be the year Billy Joe bought his first guitar, a Fender Stratocaster. He still has that guitar and still uses it on stage. Things really began to change in 1987. Mike finally left home at age 15. He just couldn't take it anymore. He lived in a truck for a while before he rented a room at Billy Joe's place. Billy Joe earned extra money by selling joints at school for $2 apiece, which is why everyone called him $2 Bill. Their first real band was called Sweet Children. It was Billy Joe on guitar, Mike on bass, and a guy named John Cliffmire on drums. But for whatever reason, he wanted everyone to call him El Sobrante, because that's where he was from, a town called El Sobrante. The first Sweet Children gig was at Mom's Restaurant, Rod's Hickory Pit. About 30 people showed up. And yes, Sweet Children did record something. They issued an email.